The Environmental Protection Agency has completed an analysis of its proposed Waters of the U.S. rule that they claim shows there will only be an additional 1,300 acres that would be regulated under the Clean Water Act. But American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye disputes that number, saying it completely misses the mark.
Our analysis reveals that just from the side of wetlands, the rule could potentially impact more than 106 million acres. Cropland, pastureland, CRP, rangeland, forest land, and other agricultural land. These are USDA NRCS data that says more than 106 million acres in the United States that are rural lands are on wetlands, and as a result of this rule, would potentially come under jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act.
Nye notes that since farming is a water-dependent enterprise, if the waters that cross between, among, and within farmlands are regulated as waters of the U.S., there will be implications for farmers and ranchers that she says could be disastrous.
This isn't an isolated problem. There aren't just going to be a few farmers and ranchers implicated that have to deal with these new rules. It's extensive, and it's going to affect almost all farmers and ranchers in the United States.
And there could be more concerns. As Nye says, the wetlands expansion is just one of the many new definitions that they are concerned about in the proposed rule.
Our next job is to start measuring those other categories, because this incredible scope of the implication of wetlands is just the tip of the iceberg.
Stay tuned and log on to our website at southeastagnet.com as we will continue to follow this important story. Southeast AgNet has gone social. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, where you can be sure to find all the important agricultural news for the Southeast. And as always, you can also find all of our reports on our website. Just log on to southeastagnet.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.